Sometimes dietitians walk into a sticky situation. Imagine this: assessments are missing, MDS documentation is late, and most of the residents haven't been weighed in months. Where do you begin? Before you hightail it out of there, listen to this episode of Dietitians Only. Long-term care expert Sarah Hammaker has been a consultant dietitian for years, and she's successfully navigated situations just like these. Is it easy? No. Can you do it? Absolutely.
You're listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast from Dietitians on Demand, created by dietitians for dietitians. Let's get into it.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Dietitians Only. This is Sarah Glanz with Dietitians on Demand, and I have a very special guest speaker. It's Sarah Hammaker. She's back with us again. And in today's episode, she's going to talk to us a little bit about what to do when you walk into kind of a sticky situation. So maybe you are starting a new job and the facility has been without a dietitian for a little while. Maybe documentation's not up to date and, you know, things are a little hairy. So before we get started, I want to welcome Sarah. She's one of our subject matter experts and she's been working in long-term care for a while and she's our long-term care expert. So welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you here. So let's get started. Let's say maybe we have a consultant registered dietitian and walking into a long-term care facility, they show up on their first day, find a mess, like we discussed. And so what should they do?
Actually, first step is probably take a deep breath. This can happen for various reasons, and I think it's a good point of discussion that just might prepare someone on what to do if they themselves find themselves in a situation. That has happened to me before on more than one occasion, and it can be really uncomfortable at first. You feel like you want to turn around and walk out, but we all know you can't do that, and the truth is it's going to be okay. So let's just walk through a scenario and see if it helps to see that even in the worst case, you can get through any situation if you just stay calm and do what you know is right. So first, I would recommend finding key people in the facility that can help you get up to speed with what problems exist, what problems have been existing, if there's anything you need to know right then and there. Some key people who would be good resources, in my opinion, would be finding the MDS coordinator, the food service manager, either the director of nurses or the ADON. Of course, depending on the facility, the nurse managers can also help cue you in on what's going on their specific units and really help point you towards the family members that really like to be kept updated. So you might want to give them a call. So let's assume the worst case scenario. The facility has been out without a dietitian for like the last 2 months, and you come in as a consultant and they tell you that within the next few days or weeks, the state surveyors are about to walk in. And you realize that the assessments are past due, the weights have not been taken regularly, and the high risk list is not updated at all since the last dietitian left. So what I would suggest is just, like I said, take a deep breath and start on the day that you arrive and then work from there. You can only do what you know needs to be done and move forward. So I would highly recommend don't spend too much time looking back. Let the past be the past. Find out the most critical situations like people who have poor intake, weight loss, new wounds, and try to address those things quickly. Hopefully you can kind of compare the assessment sheets with some of the acute things that are happening, and maybe you'll get lucky and be able to just make one big note that kind of covers everything that's going on with the person. Also, with the MDS assessment schedule, when you're provided that, just start from the day you arrive and move forward. Don't try to backdate or backtrack.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good advice. And I'm sure people listening, even if they tune out at this moment, that will even just that much will make them feel a little bit calmer. But you're right, it does happen. And so what is a dietitian's ethical obligation And even their legal liability, are they potentially liable for this missing documentation or, you know, that sort of thing, like the records not being up to date?
That's a good question and a huge concern, I think, especially for consultant RDs who find themselves in this situation. The answer is you're only legally responsible for what's done while you are there on staff. Ethically, that's the case too. If something happened and is no longer a current issue when you arrive, that remains in the past. If something happened, like somebody had started having poor intake 2 weeks before you started, and now you've started, they're still having the poor intake, then that is your responsibility to address it, but only from the day that you became aware of the situation. It's expected that at that time you would start a supplement, for example, and just go through the process of notifying the doctor, talking to the responsible party. You can provide everybody with an update of what you know right now and kind of inform them of the interventions that are being put in place now. Albeit to you, it's going to feel late. But the important thing is that it's being addressed right now. And then just start monitoring the resident very closely from that point forward. Being honest and upfront is a key responsibility of yours and your moral obligation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so in some cases, you may be the only dietitian in the entire building in a long-term care facility. So if that's the case, who would be your main resources and sources of help?
That is true. Yeah, it is typically the case in long-term care that you're kind of a one-man or one-woman show. So don't worry about this too much. Although you might be the only dietitian in the building, the atmosphere is very interdisciplinary. So I would say it's important to immediately connect with people, the MDS coordinator, the wound nurse, your food service director, the director of nurses, the managers. Good communication and visibility is key. You don't want to, even though you feel like you want to just hide out in the office, you do want to get out there and start talking to people. Make sure that you introduce yourself and let them know what the plan is. They'll be curious, you know, in addition to sort of things being a mess, they'll see a new face and they're going to want to know, are you covering for a couple weeks, a couple months? Are you going to be training a new dietitian shortly? And so you want to let them know where you're coming from. And then you also want to ask them what they need from you to help support them on their unit. Find out from the MDS coordinator how things work in that building. From building to building, it does change a little bit. And so you want to find out how they like to do their quarterly assessments and which place they want that documented in. And how do they communicate to you if there's last minute additions to the monthly schedule? You also want to find out if there's a regional or a corporate RD that could be reached out to for support. In some cases, there might be a weekly call with that person. And even though you're a contractor, you can join in and keep yourself current, you know, as to what's going on in the building.
Okay, well, that's really good advice. I think, like you said, being open and honest and talking with the other clinicians and getting them on your side.
Exactly.
So what happens if surveyors are coming? How do you prioritize a to-do list of things that definitely need to get done before surveyors walk through the door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this can be a little tricky because you might have a list of many, many things that need to be addressed and you don't know where to start. So I would say number one, start with any admissions that came within the last 72 hours before you got there. That would include readmissions. Go ahead and do those first. Look at your number two, look at your MDS assessment schedule. And like I said, you're going to start on the day that you arrive and work from there. Now, if things don't look too bad and you're able to go back a couple days and catch up on some things as a late entry, you know, you might be able to do that, but just don't plan on starting with that. Number three, if you have access to a high risk list, work on those notes for the residents that you can see have not been charted on in a really long time. Then the fourth thing I would say is check in on your weights. If you have current weights on residents and you notice that some people have significant changes, go ahead and chart on those people and address that issue. It could be the case where weights have not been taken for a while. And then in that case, you would want to compile a list that need to be done and provide those to the units. That will really help them out too. Maybe they don't have to weigh everybody. So let them know which ones you need a weight on. Attending care plans as you're able. You know, sometimes you might be able to let this one go for the first week or so that you're there. But certainly if you're able to, especially with the family members who are coming to participate, it would be a good idea for them to see you. And lastly, reach out to family members over the telephone or responsible parties. You know, some people just really like to have that clinical update related to nutrition, and they're very involved. And with the period of time where they didn't have a dietitian, they're probably left wondering, you know, what's going on. So it's always, communication is key. And, you know, as long as you're being honest and upfront and staying positive, they're really going to appreciate just being kept in the loop and knowing that you're there now.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now we talked about surveyors a second ago. So let's say the surveyors are now here. And so what do you recommend saying to them as far as missing documentation, late assessments, et cetera? What would you say to a surveyor that covers you, but also upholds the facility's reputation?
Mm-hmm. With any survey situation, just being honest and answering their questions to the best of your ability is the only thing you can do. If you don't know the answer, tell them that you're not sure, and then go find the answer and follow up with them as soon as possible. If the surveyor confronts you about something that has not been addressed or that you're not aware of, it's okay for you to tell them a little bit about the situation, that you're the contract registered dietitian, you work for Dietitians on Demand, and you know, you've been at this facility since, and tell them the date that you came. So also let them know that you can speak to anything that happened since you have gotten there, but other issues you might have to kind of collaborate with somebody and kind of review any things that have happened in the past, and then you can proceed from there. What you don't want to make it sound like is that you're making a lot of excuses, or certainly you don't want to be argumentative or negative in any way. This is not the first time that this sort of thing has happened. I'm sure the surveyors could tell you, you know, they understand, and really they can only hold your license accountable for the documentation and the interventions that took place on your watch, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then just looking ahead, you know, obviously an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So is there anything that facilities can do to prevent this type of thing from happening in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. I think the answer is maybe. There's a few things that you could do as a facility that maybe would prevent this. If you have a facility dietitian that needs to take some time off and you can't find coverage on short notice, or you're not sure how long they're going to be, you know, one day leads into 3 days to a week, the facility could consider remote coverage. That's becoming more and more popular. And I've stepped in a few facilities in this capacity that I was unable to commute to. And basically, you keep up with the day-to-day documentation. You're there sort of on a on-call basis if any emergencies arise. You know, it's better than nothing. We do have the technology now where we can get in touch with the patients from afar. And really, it's a good option if you can't have the in-person coverage. Another way to prevent a crisis from occurring is for facilities to hire per diem employees, or maybe you can share a dietitian with a neighboring facility. Just in case like unexpected coverage is needed, you can kind of swap and trade off and cover each other. Most facilities can probably get by for a few days without a dietitian, but beyond that, you know, 48, 72 hours is sort of the key there. Things will definitely start getting out of compliance and could lead to a bad situation.
Yeah. So I think this was all really good advice. And I will say, you know, I've done some consulting and I've been in similar situations in acute care facilities. And a lot of the same tips that you shared, Sarah, hold true for acute care as well. So if you're listening and you are in pretty deep right now, don't panic. Things, you know, can get better. Just make a plan and do your best. But yeah, hopefully this was helpful to some dietitians. I know we've gotten some questions recently about, you know, what to do in these types of scenarios. But Sarah, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your, you know, personal advice and a little bit about your personal experience. And hopefully we'll have you back again soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we hope you join us again soon. Bye now.
Bye.
As a listener of Dietitians Only, your opinion matters. What do you like about the podcast? Who do you want us to interview next? We invite you to visit our show notes to complete a quick survey. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback will help us create future episodes that you'll love.
Thanks for listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast produced by Dietitians On Demand. If you need a break today, scroll over to the review section of the podcast and leave us one. Your feedback is the best way to help the podcast grow. Dietitians On Demand employs hundreds of dietitians nationwide and elevates the profession with simple yet effective practice resources, like this podcast. Don't forget to stay connected with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.